to Proverbs 14, 2. Proverbs 14, 2, it says, "He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him." We're going to talk about the godly walk. Amen. Every one of us need to have a godly walk. Amen. When someone sees you, sees your life, they need to know there is a godly person. Amen. Not a Christian, a godly person. Because the world is filled with Christians. Amen. I want to be a godly man. Amen. And I want us all to be godly people. The Christian's walk is an extreme importance. Amen. You need a walk with God. Amen. Coming here on Thursday night and Sunday ought not to be the only time that you have godly influence in your life. Amen. That song we just sang there, I am amazed every time I come to church, the songs that are picked. Amen. God is in his presence, is there. I mean, it's all around us. God is wanting a relationship. Amen. It's nothing more than he wants to be close to you. Amen. We are his bride, not his acquaintance. Amen. He wants to have relationship with you. Amen. I don't know a man alive that doesn't want to have relationship with his wife. Amen. God wants to be close to the bride that he has saved. Amen. There are no substitutions for a walk with God. Amen. None. Your walk is the source of your life. Your strength, amen, revolves around Christ. And there can be no stream without a fountain. Amen. What does it mean? Proverbs 4:23. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Amen. If we keep our heart righteous, life goes much better. Amen. If we keep our walk with God holy and righteous, allowing his blood to cover us and strengthen us and his spirit to lift us. Amen. Out of that is the wellsprings of life. Amen. The question then is, from where does the heart draw its life? Amen. There are scriptures that talk about the heart, how it's desperately wicked and who can know it. But from where does the heart draw life? John 15, 5 through 8, it says, "I am the vine." Who's I? I, Jesus, am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me, Jesus, and I, Jesus, in you, him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Do you really understand this scripture tonight? Amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, amen, You are not able to do anything without the shed blood of Jesus Christ upon your life. Amen? So there's a process that we must follow to walk with God. And prayer is one of the basic experiences of a Christian living. Amen? Is digging out a time of prayer. Having a time to converse with God. And I know, you know, we all say, well, I just don't have time to pray, you know. Well, God will probably look on our cell phones when we get to heaven and see how much time we had. We had time to talk to this one, and we had time to sift through the games and play all the things that came across our devices and see all the stuff on every social media. But we couldn't find time to talk to God. Amen. We got to dig out time to talk to God. Amen. You must have a relationship with God if you want to have a walk with God. I need more time with God. Amen. I want to have a closeness with God. And just as eating and sleeping and working are everyday experiences, for the average, prayer is one of the fundamentals of our walk with God. We've got to talk and commune with the Lord, just like we eat and sleep and do all the things that we do just to live. So we found God initially when we prayed, when you knelt at an altar. Amen. You were in desperate need of something in your life when you came to Jesus Christ. Amen. There was hell in your life. Life was falling apart all around you, and you came to an altar, maybe after a preacher preached a message that gripped the heart. Amen. And you didn't keep clinging to the pew with your white knuckles, but you walked out of that pew and you stepped down to an altar and you began to cry out a prayer of repentance. And then you praised God for forgiving you of your sins, and God filled you with His Spirit. That's where you found God, in a prayer. Amen. He came and rescued you. He lifted you up. Amen. He filled you with His mercy and His love. What a powerful experience that was. So our spiritual survival depends upon are maintaining prayerful communication and fellowship with God. We must find time to pray. We must find time to just get alone with God. Amen. The worship services that we have here ought not be the only ones you have. Amen. You ought to be able to get a hold of God's presence as you're driving down the road. And allow the presence of God to just flood your soul so much so that sometimes you just got to pull off the side of the road and just praise the Lord. Amen. Because you can't see because of the tears running down your face. Amen. Just the presence of God is in your life all day long. I was thinking of that today. I was just listening to songs and preaching and while I'm pile driving in the crane. And I thought, boy, what if the Holy Ghost would get a hold of me while I'm pile driving? Woo! And the boys look up there, and I'm up there just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. But that's what I want more in my life, is not only in my car, but in my living room at times, or in my bedroom at times, just a time where I can touch the presence of God. Amen. It ought not just be a one-time, twice-a-week experience. Amen. You ought to have a walk daily, experiencing the presence of God in your worship to Him, in just wanting to be with Him. Amen. If we could get into that place where we just want to be with God instead of, God, what can you do for me today? I need this, God, and I need my bills paid, God, and I need a car, God, and I need a house, God, and I need, you know, on and on and on, our daily list of prayer. And those are all right. Those things we do, he says, to ask, but that ought not be our walk. Our walk ought to be just, I want to be with you. Just, you know, that song, don't let me be without Jesus. Don't never leave me alone. I'm trying to think of that song. I can't get it in my head, but I can feel it right now. Don't let me be without your presence. Amen. Just let me walk with you. Wherever you are, what you're doing, let me be where your power is, where your glory is. Acts 17:28. It says, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Amen. Is your life moved by God? Amen. Do you experience his power all throughout the day? Amen. It's called a walk. The walk, the godly walk with God. Amen. Philippians 4:4-7. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. It's a walk. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. Having his peace, having his mercy, having his love daily throughout your day. So these verses have more product than process. But embedded in the paragraph is the process. Philippians 4:6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. God, I need you. Without you, I don't even want to exist. Amen. I can't imagine living in this life without knowing Jesus Christ. Without knowing that you can run to Jesus and his presence, his mercy, his goodness can fall upon me. Amen. And I can feel the peace and the presence and the power of God moving and being present in my life. Oh, I don't want even dream of where I would be without it. Amen. The proof of your faith is, and the fear is the fear of the Lord. Do you fear God? Proverbs 14:2. It says, he that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord. But he that perverse his ways despiseth him. So walking in righteousness, doing right things, following the will and purposes of God, amen, you are walking with him. The proof that we believe the reality of religion is that we walk in the power of it. the proof of influence of fear of God is that we are in it all day long. Amen. You have a godly walk. And God is not just a thing in your schedule that you check off twice or three times a week. But God is there when you're eating supper. God is there when you're drinking coffee in the morning. God is there when you're doing your daily chores. God is there when you're just spending time with the family. Amen. The presence of God is in your life. It's a part of you. It's a godly walk. The fear of the Lord abides in the heart of those whose walk is upright. Amen. The source is God Himself. And the process is to draw from the source, and the product will be the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all those things. But it cannot happen if we lose our reverence for the holy. If we do not fear the Lord. Amen. We must have a godly fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:7. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Knowing God's word, understanding God's word, not only knowing it, not only hearing it, but putting it to practice in our life creates the godly walk. Amen. Not being a fool and saying, "Nah, that's not for me. That's, you know, that's heresy." No, that's understanding the simple ways of God. Amen. And He can work in our lives. It's understanding and knowing Him and walking with Him and obeying Him. Proverbs 1:7 talked about despising wisdom. Amen. Don't despise the knowledge of God. Amen. Don't just be a hearer. Don't just come to church and just listen and not ever experience what God has for you. Amen. Don't be a fool and walk out not knowing and not feeling and not receiving what God wanted you to have. Amen. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to know you personally and intimately. Amen. He wants to know how you think. He wants to know what frustrates you. He wants to know what gets on your nerves. He wants to help you be able to go through the troubles and the trials you go through and help you to do it better. He wants to help you to love your husband and your wife. Amen. He wants to help you to love your children better. He wants to help you on your jobs. Amen. God wants to be a part of us. Do you realize that? Do you realize God just wants to be in our lives? Amen. That's why He created us. Amen. He created us to have relationship with us. Not just to be this magnificent being far off in the galaxies. The big man upstairs. He don't want to be the big man upstairs. He wants to be the big man in here. Amen. And that's so easily performed. Is allowing, obeying, and following His word. So the product, the branches are the outgrowth of the vine itself. And life is sustained in the branch only as it remains part of the vine. Abiding is more than outward show of attachment. a new creature in Christ, we have taken on his nature and his characteristics. When we repented of our sins, we decided we're not going to live our way anymore, and we're going to start this godly walk. We took on his characteristics. We took on his nature when the Holy Ghost came inside of us. Amen. Now we can walk the godly walk. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Religion acceptable to God. No saint in our prayers and worldlings in our conduct. Put that scripture back up there. Do you love the people in your life that, you know, the ones closest to you? Can you look them in the eye tonight and love them like Jesus did? Come on, this is part of having a godly walk. Do you have joy in your life when you're around? I'm talking about people that are close to you, very intimate with you. Is there peace in your relationship? Amen. Come on. I want you to don't just, I'm a godly person, Brother Roberts. I play the piano and I come to church and I take up the offering and I teach Sunday school and I mow the yard and I do all these things. Do you love? Is there joy in your life? Is there peace? Do you have a little bit of long suffering with people? Amen. Can you just wait on some things that maybe they're just anxious to have and you just get tired of them real quick? Do you bring gentleness to your kids when you're showing them discipline? Is there goodness and faith? You have faith in your life. All these things are fruit of the godly walk. Amen. You cannot come to church and act like you love everybody and then treat your family like dirt. Those that are close to you, those that, you know, you're just comfortable with. God sees that. He sees your life. He sees your relationship and how we act one with another. Amen. We got to have a godly relationship with them if we want to walk the godly walk. Amen. We need to show and let the fruits of the Spirit work in our people, our families. God, help us to be Christ to our loved ones. I'm not talking about the world right now and the people at your job and all these. I'm talking about right here in the family tonight. Your personal family. Amen. Sometimes we can grow comfortable so much so that we treat them awfully. But we need to make sure that our godly walk is in our home. Amen. James 1:26-27. It says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this, that to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted. Amen. Do a heart search tonight. Don't pitchfork this over to the person next to you down the aisle away, or, you know, say, God, do I possess these fruits in my family, in my life? Amen. I need this in me. Don't be deceived. Don't deceive yourself in treating everybody else just so godly and so loving and kind, and then go home and spew vile all over those that are close to you. Ephesians 5:15-20. It says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things under God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God says, get my spirit in you. Amen. Let me be a part of your life in your godly walk. There's no substitutions. Zeal won't do. Amen. Not substituting active zeal for personal devotedness. Amen. But having a relationship. Jehu was a man known for zeal, but his zeal was insufficient to win the heart of God. He had zeal for the Lord, but his zeal was disconnected from the source of real devotion. We can have zeal to do all the things that I talked about earlier and be the part, but be living a double life. I'm here to tell you tonight that God sees where you're walking. Amen? God sees what's in your heart. He sees what's in your mind. He hears what comes out of that being. Amen? 2 Kings 9:20. I want to have a heart that is pleasing to God. Amen. I want to have a devotion to the God that I'm walking with. Amen. Do you have it? 2 Kings 9:20. And the watchman told, saying, he came even unto them and cometh not again. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi. For he driveth furiously. And then 2 Kings 10:11. It says, "So Jehu slew all that remained of the house of Ahab and Jezreel and all his great men and his king's folks and his priests until he left him none remaining. But when measured with God's scale, he was found lacking." God knows our hearts. Amen. We can't escape the judgment of God. Amen. God hears and he sees how we are using his spirit in our life. And is it coming out in a godly walk? Or is it part-time godly walk and then part-time worldly walk? 2 Kings 10:30-31. It says, "But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin." If we don't leave the world in Egypt, we will die in the wilderness. Amen? We will die in the wilderness. So, tongues is not enough. Just being able to blurt out tongues and just, woo, hallelujah. Speaking in other tongues is so vitally important. Don't get me wrong. But it's the initial evidence that, you know, we received on the when we received God into our lives. Amen. We've most all received that powerful experience. And then we must have, but it's not enough to keep God walking in us. Amen. Corinthians 14:39. It says, "Wherefore, brethren, covet not prophecy, and forbid not to speak with tongues." Speaking in tongues builds you up spiritually. Amen. It is important. It builds you up. Why anybody would not want to be built up spiritually? Amen. That's what it's for. That's what it's there for, to build us up spiritually. He who 1 Corinthians 14:4, it says, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church." So it's a blessing in our lives. Having the power of tongues in our life builds us up, edifies ourselves. And then 1 Corinthians 14:18. What's that? I'm sorry. Paul said it. He said, "I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than ye all." Amen. He was thankful that he was able to go into a place with God and his walk with God. Amen. That it was not just in the service. It was just not in while I was praying or laying hands on somebody, but it was in my own relationship with God. Just kicking back, putting my head on his chest and feeling his love and that presence of God flowing out of me, amen, in a heavenly language, and just being covered by the presence of God in my daily walk. That's what I'm talking about here tonight, is having God's presence with you when you need him. Amen. Just wanting to be close to him, just wanting to be in that realm, and having it so much so that it doesn't take a puddle of tears to repent over all my sins before I can have it. But I'm living in a lifestyle that it's easy access, because you're in his presence. But if all we have is zeal behind the wheel, we will end up lacking. Amen. We can't just rely upon zeal to get us through day to day. Amen. You will burn out. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. In other words, I can talk in tongues like a Chinese fireman at church, and don't help a soul out when I walk out of this place. Walk by a guy in the ditch. Walk by people hurting, people, you know, cursing those I love, talking bad to them. Amen. We must have a spirit of love. We must let the God within us be the God in us, and not me be the God of us. Amen. We need a spiritual checkup. God, search my heart. Is there fruit? Is there fruit that you're speaking of here? Is it in me, God? Is it in the godly walk that I'm pursuing? Am I loving those around me? Not just those I minister to. Not just those that I see day, week after week. But day by day, is your spirit guiding me in my home, in my family? Am I loving them? Matthew 25, 1 through 13. This talks about an outdated experience with God is not enough. When you first received the Holy Ghost, 19 whatever, or 18, no, none here that far back, but it's not enough. Amen. This godly experience needs to be experienced on a daily basis. Amen. Having God's presence, walking with him, being in his presence. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And when the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather and to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Where is your walk? Where is your godly walk? Is it just part-time? Half a lamp filled walk with God? Or is it an overflowing lamp that is full and ready, so that when our Lord comes in any moment in our lives, that we will be ready to go into Him? Amen. We must have the godly walk that keeps us burning daily, every day, throughout our day. Amen. Keep your spirit right. Keep your heart right. Amen. If it's not where it needs to be, adjust it. Change it. Amen. Repent. Turn around. And get yourself back where God will be pleased with you. Amen. Where His presence will not just be in an altar once a week, or when you got to cry out to Him because somebody in the family's dying, and you gotta fix things so quick so you can get back to God's presence and hope that He will meet your need and be there. But no, have a daily walk where you know God is with you. You know God's gonna answer your prayers. You know God is with you because you have a relationship with Him, and you have a love with Him, and you have peace with Him, and you have peace with others around you. And it's a godly walk that you're living and you're walking in. Let's stand. To live and walk as a Christian in a half-hearted manner is to despise the Lord. I must walk upright and not be wavering, teetering here and there, unstable in my walk. Scripture says that someone that is divided, they're unstable in all their ways. I can't remember the scripture, but we must be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Amen. Having a heart of repentance, living a life that says, God, I'm not worthy, but You are. And I know if I can keep Your spirit first in my life, I can do all things through You. I can walk this godly walk. Amen. You here tonight, you can walk out of here walking a godly walk and not a half-hearted life. Amen. You can have the love of God in every relationship in your life. Amen. But you got to make some decisions. Amen. Who is Lord of your life? If you're Lord of your life, it's going to be a mess. But if He is Lord of your life, then you can have the fruits of the Spirit working in you, and God's blessings can be upon your life. Lord, thank You for Your love tonight. Help us, Lord, to search us, search our hearts, God, and help us to want to have You closer than You've ever been. Lord, if we can walk the godly walk and have Your Spirit close to us, God, we won't fret, we won't worry, we won't have need of anything, because You are there and You take care of every need, and You supply those things we need, and You touch lives through us, Lord. Pray tonight, God, that we can search ourselves and make sure that we're on this godly walk. We love You and we thank You. We want Your presence to walk with us in Jesus' name. God bless you.